This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ian, you got me muted, perhaps?
No, sir. I'm right here.
Okay, I thought maybe when I was knighting you with the sword, I may have knocked out your earpiece or something.
Yeah, you have to be careful with the saber. You know, hey, gentle with the saber on me, Tommy.
It's saber, hardly even newer. Hey, so how you doing today? What's going on? Where you been eating? Where you been drinking?
Tommy, great to be back with you. And it's been a span of some new places and some places that have been around so long that they're actually marking significant anniversaries. And that's, you know, the way it goes in New Orleans. We're always interested in what's new, what's next, what's around the corner, but also just going back and getting just reconnected and reaffirmed of the good places we have in our backyard. Just a quick one I wanted to point out. This place just opened last week, and I'm excited about it. It's in downtown, in the CBD, on Poydras Street. It's a Mexican place called Taqueria Carnalitos. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of Mexican restaurants around town, but this one turned my head because of a different concept. If I say fast casual, I think you get it. It's like, you walk up to the counter, you order, and then bish bash bosh, they get you fed. This is Subway is the model here, Jimmy John's. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to Mexico City, a lot of the great taco stands are just like that. You walk up, you see the food they got, they assemble it, and moments later you're holding a warm tortilla cradling hot. Grilled meats or stewed meats, whatever the filling is, drizzle on the salsa. And that's just the way it goes at this place, Taquerias Carnalitos. But it has this buzz and energy to it that just, to me, it sets it up perfectly as that spot you want to go into for that quick bite when you've got 20 minutes for lunch downtown. You don't have an hour. You got 20 minutes. You just want to grab something quick. Or probably the highest and best use, it's after 10 o'clock, and this place keeps late hours, and you're coming off the back of something like an event at the Sanger or the Civic, which is right around the corner, or the Dome, or you're out in the French Quarter, and dinner has worn off, right? Mm-hmm. You had dinner. Dinner is hours ago in the rearview mirror, and you need a little something. So you duck into a place like this. You get yourself a steak taco or two, maybe a beer out of the ice chest. There's other people around. You're not even sitting. This is not a table. There's not tables, never mind table service. You're just hitching an elbow on a counter against the rail there, watching the other people, hearing the Latin music pulsing about, and you're a changed person after getting two more tacos in your belly and you're on your way. And we have a lack of that kind of thing in New Orleans, that quick, fast. It's basically street food, but inside with air conditioning, thank goodness. And so that's why I'm glad for this new addition. The same people have a couple of real flash places called Tacos del Cartel. There's one in Metairie, then there's one on David Drive, and there's one just around the corner in the CBD from their new place. And Tacos del Cartel are much much fancy is not quite the right word, but much more to do. They're kind of upscale, casual Mexican restaurants with a lot of design. Like you walk in and it's just like this Instagrammable wonderland of Mesoamerican Mexican design motifs. You know, the bartender will be breathing fire. I'm not making that up. That's not an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they literally do little tricks where they breathe fire as they're preparing specialty cocktails. So they're quite showpieces. But this new place, Taquerias Carnalito, much more straightforward. Just give me the taco and a beer, man. And I'm here for it. I think we need more places like that are quick, no nonsense, good value, get you on your way with something that's not fast food. So that was the debut that I've appreciated the most in the past week.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it wonderful that we live in a place where I can say that? Like, just in the past week, you know?
Absolutely.
Of the new places that I've opened, just one. But then we have places that have been around forever. Last Saturday, had a busy day. Made it out to the Fried Chicken Festival in between the rain. It was great. It was great to see that. And all of the vendors out there. Making people really happy with their chicken sandwiches, including, I know you had Ralph Brennan on your show earlier in the week to talk about the horrific events that befell that restaurant family with the loss of their chef, not tragically, but horrifically, tragedy for the family, but horrific for us as a society that happened. But to see that restaurant family come together and still go out there to the festival and serve the sandwich that chef created and make it a tribute to him and to his family, and to see people get it and turn up and thank them and connect with them in a tough moment was really nice. That shows a lot of the connection through the restaurant world that we share as restaurant connoisseurs and aficionados and customers and supporters. And it's a heck of a good sandwich, too, I have to say. Great bread, great chicken. It was kind of a peak chicken sandwich. But that was only part of Saturday. The earlier part of Saturday was spent going to a place called Laurel Street Bakery. Which, where is it, Tommy?
Laurel Street?
Nope.
Doggone it.
One would think.
You set the trap and I walked right into it. Dadgummit.
Broad Street. It's on South Broad by the pumping station. It is one of the great misnomers of New Orleans that Laurel Street Bakery is not on Laurel Street. Of course, it started there. That was the origin story. And it started there 20 years ago. And so Hillary Gutman, the founder, she and her crew were marking 20 years in business last week and continuing the celebration for as long as the balloons will last, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But it was lovely. Tommy, this is a little place. It's a blink and you miss it kind of spot, and people kind of zoom along that area of Broad Street, so it's easy to you might actually just be blinking and missing it. But there's a reason it's been around for as long as it has. Takes perseverance, of course, by the operation itself, the proprietor. But it takes that connection with people that become regular, weekly, sometimes in a few cases that I know of for sure, daily customers. And this is how certain restaurants and bakeries and cafes and shops become. It's kind of the rhythm of your life, part of your neighborhood, part of your experience living in the city. This is it's a terrific little place. It's just your quiet, calm, grounding cup of coffee, bagel, a sandwich that on, you know, freshly made bread in the back of the bakery, not a po' boy, just a quick cafe deli type sandwich, maybe even a healthier one that's not going to put you back to sleep, but some sweets to bring back to the office and share with your colleagues. King cakes in season, of course, only in season. You know, cakes through the year, those special event things that that bakeries provide us with, and just like a brief little respite from the day or a good start to the day over a breakfast plate. And it was really touching to see people take time out of their Saturday on a Saturday morning to turn up to Laurel Street Bakery and pack the place just to congratulate this small business on being open and being part of their lives, and hugging each other, exchanging stories. I don't need to tell you that 20 years ago was the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, which this place is actually tied to that. Hillary had opened Laurel Street Bakery on Laurel Street, deep uptown, right around the corner from Octavia Books, in the fateful month of August 2005, had been open for really just a few days because she was operating the bakery cafe part only on weekends. So it only had a few days under her belt when the storm hit. Of course, everything shut down. But being, you know, up way up there on the sliver by the river, was able to get back open on the day that water was declared safe to consume in New Orleans for the places that had water flowing.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And that was October 4th. So that was last weekend. And so they decided to make that their 20-year anniversary. You know, if you could name your own birthday, would you rather have it a couple of days before Hurricane Katrina or on the back end when things were coming back and you were in, you know, part of the revival mode? I'd pick the latter, and so did they. And so that was great to see. And it was a reminder that these little places are there and they don't make a lot of noise and they don't turn up on your algorithm on your feed very much because they're just doing their thing, plugging away. But these people are getting up every day and making really good bagels and bread and cakes and sandwiches. And sometimes, you know, all these anniversaries come around a lot. We have a lot of businesses out there that thankfully last for a long time. But sometimes one will come along like that with a zero at the end of it and just make you think about the place again. So it was good to connect with them.
Laurel Street Bakery, and where is it?
On Broad Street, of course. The thing is, she had expanded for a while that she had two locations. She had the original on Laurel Street and then this other one over on Broad. And then, you know, businesses evolve, things happen, and dropped the original location, but kept the name because it had a lot of equity in it. And so, you know, New Orleans people in the know, they'll find Laurel Street Bakery right there on Broad Street, right where you expect it. And speaking of new debuts, though, Tommy, mm-hmm. Another one that really turned my head is at the original location of Laurel Street Bakery. I know we're getting a little bit who's on first here, but mm-hmm. at the original Laurel Street Bakery location on Laurel Street, mm-hmm. There's a new cafe called Cafe Malou, and just opened maybe 2 weeks ago. It is a breakfast, lunch kind of place. Charming, just this kind of a country cozy feel when you walk in that you want at a breakfast spot, you know, sunny, little curtains in the windows. You just want to get into a corner and catch up with a friend over a coffee or just get a breakfast plate with the print newspaper open, or perhaps tuck into a book for a moment or two, because this cafe is not just next to Octavia Books. It actually connects to it. If you go on my best place to see it is probably my Instagram feed, Ian McNulty Nola. I've got a cool little shot, a video of how if you're in Octavia Books, which is a wonderful neighborhood bookshop, independent bookshop that has expanded massively, which feels, I don't know, a little bit like a print newspaper expanding or a blacksmith shop, you know, opening a grand second location. But this bookstore, and I love it, part of their renovation was the series of bookshelves that pivot, that churn open, their pivot doors, So they can be closed off, and they're just bookshelves lining the wall. But then they pivot open to reveal this cafe on the other side, right there, these tables and booths and people having baked eggs and French toast, avocado toast, and cookies and sandwiches. And it's a delight. I can't tell you the response that I've gotten from people who just, they love books, they love brunch, and here's a place that literally connects them. You're walking through the bookshelf into the brunch cafe, and that's Cafe Malou, way uptown on Laurel Street, and it's a really, really charming addition, all on its own, frankly, but also with its literal connection to the bookshop next door.
Let's take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We're underway with Ian McNulty, a little table talk. You got questions about where to eat, where to drink, where you've been eating or drinking. Maybe you're going to a destination place. You want some advice because Ian's been there before. 504-260-1870. We'll return when we come back on Of course we're going to return. We'll come back, and then we'll continue on WWL. So let me tell you what happened before we were going to the break, Ian McNulty. I went to Laurel Street Bakery, and I was looking at a picture of a chocolate strawberry cake. And it's a beautiful chocolate cake with chocolate buttercream icing with chocolate-covered strawberries on top. And as if that's not enough, in the background, I got a picture of the pumping station. And that's what got my attention and distracted me, because I thought, you know what? Only in New Orleans would you have a picture of this beautiful cake and a pumping station all at one time.
Yes, the divine and the not-so-divine, yeah. Right? The pragmatic.
Tell me where else you've been eating. What else you've been discovering?
Here's another anniversary. This one is 25, and it's for this restaurant downtown. And Tommy, I was sat there for dinner this week. It was a Wednesday night, nothing out of the ordinary. It wasn't a big, you know, night out on the town or anything. But I'm sitting there and I'm wondering, wait, is this a restaurant that's been around for 25 years and feels like almost as permanent as the streetcars rattling past its windows? Or is this like the hot new place that some influencer from out of town just blew up when they dropped a reel on it? Like, is this, like, what is this place? Is this the restaurant where I'm tucking into a bowl of gumbo, as I am, of chicken and andouille gumbo that tastes like I'm in southwest Louisiana and Cajun Prairie of Acadiana? Or is it the restaurant where I'm having a amberjack crudo sliced and gently layered between crisp slices of apples with like a little flicker of grated ginger on top of it, as if I'm in a Japanese sushi bar? And the answer was yes to all of those things, because I was at Herb Saint, which is the Donald Link restaurant that started everything, his first restaurant, that this year marks 25 years in business. And it can be, again, it can be kind of arbitrary to celebrate these anniversaries. Believe me, given my job, I get pitched things all the time. Hey, it's our 7th anniversary. We're having a big party. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, congratulations. It's anniversary number 3. Like, you know, these are all very meaningful for the people who run the businesses and who work there. And of course, possibly for some of their really close customers. But for most of us, it's like, okay, great. I'm glad you're around. But then something like a 25 anniversary comes around for a place like Herb Saint. And it does make you think back to like, whoa, this place has been around for that long.
That's hard for me to believe.
And not only that, but we have restaurants that have been around for a century in this town, but it's been as good and consistent as it's been through all that time, while also changing so that it always feels fresh. Like, I had that feeling. I was sat there with my partner, Anna, in this room. She had never been before, so it was her very first time. But being in there made me think of every time that I've been in the room before, including the very first time when it was actually Susan Spicer who was introducing a chef, her sous chef that nobody really had heard of, named Donald Link. Mm-hmm. And this was in the year 2000. And, Susan Spicer was showing off this new place. And those of us in the media were like, oh, okay, this looks like it's going to be a really nice addition. Who's this Donald Link guy? Well, Donald Link went on to buy out Susan Spicer, his one-time partner at the restaurant. And Herb Saint became his place and became the place where he built his team, where he found his future partners for other restaurants, and where he built everything that became his restaurant group, which is now a hit maker unparalleled, I think, with anything else in town. They open restaurants and they're terrific. That's what they do. And the way that Motown pumped out hits, you know, Donald Lake and his crew, they make great restaurants. But the tone was set, the template was set with what they do at Herb St. And so you go to Herb St. now, and there are dishes that have been on the menu since forever. That gumbo, the duck leg confit, something they call kind of humbly house made spaghetti, which is really like this incredibly rich pasta carbonara with a fried egg on top that you slice open. So the yolk goes into the creamy sauce, and you mix that with some of the guanciale, one of the funnest words from the Italian salami selection to say, guanciale. And you have this incredibly rich dish, and it's been on the menu for so long that people make little tributes out of it. I knew a woman who rides in muses who made a tribute shoe just in honor of this spaghetti dish, which is wonderful. Thank you, God, for being New Orleans. And then you have... But there's always something new on the menu when you come in. So it's not just the specials, but it's whatever the chef is fascinated with that's coming through. And right now that happens to be a lot of Japanese dishes. So you think Japanese dishes next to gumbo and some Italian and some French, but it works because it's all done with a consistent hand and the same standard. And so it's not a discordant sort of mishmash of stuff. It's a really interesting selection of different dishes, you know, all under the same roof with the same style and the same ethos. And so happy 25th anniversary to Herb St. All month they're doing special menus in addition to the regular longstanding menu. And again, just sitting there, I could tell, you can tell when you're surrounded by locals or when you're surrounded by out-of-towners. This was a mix of both. You know, the out-of-towners were, they had backpacks, you know, they were tumbling out of Ubers and out of big black Suburbans pulling up outside. The place has definitely made it on the list for people from out of town to visit, even though it's not all that flash. It's not this big, showy, new kid on the block kind of thing. You know, I mentioned the influencers earlier. Like, I don't see people like flashing the place up on social media. And yet it just has this consistent draw for the quality of the food, for the quality of the whole program that they're running there. And it really showed by having another dinner there again, and it was great. So I'm glad we have places that are that long running in our midst that that keep on being fresh and exciting while carrying on the things that you love about them.
All right, somebody texted in, wants to know about Joey K's on Magazine Street.
Oh, I was just there recently.
Oh, yeah.
True story. That was one of the first restaurants I visited in New Orleans when I was here as a newbie, you know, right off the turnip wagon, that made me think, huh, this New Orleans food thing really has something going on. Mm-hmm. You know, this was maybe one or two owners ago, so this is going back in time. But I went in recently to reconnect with it, and it's much as I remember. It's a neighborhood spot that still carries on a lot of the old-fashioned New Orleans dishes. So, you know, the regular menu, it's po' boys. It's you know, it's gumbo, it's fried seafood platters, but then it goes a little deeper with like that old fashioned pot cooking, you know, stewed chicken. I think they still do a corned beef and cabbage once a week. You have to check the date, but you know, it's one of those daily special kind of places. And it's covered in all this be nicer, leave, who's your mama kind of word art, you know, mm-hmm. that can look a little, I mean, if you just pass by, look in the window, it might look a little like a tourist shop or something, but it's a spot in the Garden District that really does carry on a lot of low key local New Orleans cooking traditions. And it's a nice neighborhood spot. And it's great for people who are strolling up and down Magazine Street as visitors to discover too.
Somebody's going to Valencia in downtown Covington after many of their friends recommending it. Have you tried it, Ian, and do you recommend it, and what would you suggest they order?
Yes, this is a Spanish, but sort of modern Spanish place right in downtown Covington. Part of that that really nice, I love to see it, kind of rejuvenation of downtown Covington through the restaurant scene. It's right around the corner from the Southern Hotel. It's not traditional, oh my gosh, we're in Spain Spanish, but it's Spanish with a bit of a Louisiana flex, a little bit of a twist, you might say. I would say try a couple things. Go a tapas style. Get a few of the small plates that look good to you, and then anchor it all with like a larger dish. If they've got their paella there, get that.
Ian, real quick, somebody wants to know if anything's going on at Katie's in Mid-City.
There's always something going on at Katie's in Mid-City.
But no trouble or anything?
No. That place is running strong. Backstreet place, easy to forget about, actually, because it's off of Canal and off of the Anvil. It's on that middle street there, Iberville. But there's always a buzz in there. And that's a place when people ask me, oh, it's a great place to go with a small group or something. Upstairs at Katie's always comes to mind. You're getting char-grilled oysters, you're getting pizza, you're getting po' boys, you're getting a meatball plate. The specials go a notch more upscale, but it's all New Orleans heart that goes a little bit off the typical New Orleans script of like the Mandinas and Layuses that are all around it.
Always something good in the barbecue pit that's going outside, too. Thank you, Ian McNulty. A pleasure, as always, or the smoker, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Ian McNulty covers food, dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break, come back, find out what's going on with JR taking Vegas, and we'll tell you about my endeavor with the $5,000 stake that I put up. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.